You're listening to Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike on Healthy Talk. Call or email to ask your questions now. Email askdrmikesmith at radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
So I'm part of the California Wine Club. I do enjoy wine. I don't drink a lot, but you know, especially on the weekend, some nice red wine or something is really awesome. And there was a story that came out, and I saw this. Now, I saw this before this listener's question, and it had to do with, I guess, some of the California wineries. I'm not going to get into the name. It's not important. I guess they're being sued because some third-party lab in some other state decided to test some of these wines, and they found arsenic. And of course, then the media picks it up, and it's all over arsenic in your wine. And I saw that. Now, listen, I know the truth about this, and I'm going to tell you the truth about this here in a moment. But here's the question then. So this is what came in. And when I saw this, I was like, oh, yeah, I got to do this question today. Is the amount of arsenic found in some wines dangerous? So there was a little bit more to the question here, but that's the gist of it. Is the amount of arsenic found in some wines dangerous? You know, arsenic is a poison, and it can kill you. Yes. But, and this is a big but, it takes a lot. I mean, a lot of arsenic over a long period of time to actually kill you and cause sickness. You know, in large doses over an expanded amount of time, you can get brain disorders, cancers, and then, yeah, as I said, even death. So, yeah, arsenic, of course it's bad. It's a poison, but it takes a lot. And here's the thing about arsenic. It's everywhere. Arsenic is found naturally in our water sources. It's found in food. I mean, arsenic, even though it is a poison, it's found everywhere. It's ubiquitous in food and water, and it takes a lot. So as a matter of fact, knowing that, most states in their water supply, they allow 10 parts per billion. So, of arsenic. So what that means is for every 10 units of, let me put it this way. So for every 1 billion part of water, right? 1 billion unit of water, you'll have 10 little insy, itsy bitsy parts of arsenic. 10 parts per billion is considered 100% absolutely safe when it comes to water. And I agree. It's fine. So that's the first thing to understand about arsenic. It's ubiquitous. It's all over the place. But the good news is it's in such small amounts. It's so dilute that it really doesn't affect us that much. And even the water has it. Okay. So now if you look at the amount of arsenic that is found naturally in wine, it can range anywhere between 5 parts per billion all the way up to 200 parts per billion. And I'm going to tell you right now, even at 200 parts per billion, it's perfectly safe. It's not going to do you any harm. Don't listen to other websites and other crazy people out there telling you even just 1 part per billion is bad. It's just not true. As a matter of fact, the International Wine Standards allows 200 parts per billion. Canada, they allow 100 parts per billion in their wine. It turns out that the amount of arsenic found in the California wines was less than the Canada standard. I could have told you that we're going to find some arsenic in the wine. It's not just cheap wine. It's even the expensive wine. It's just because it's in the water. Rice has arsenic. Why? Because rice is pretty much grown in water. So don't freak out about this. Enjoy your glass of wine. You're fine. It's okay. Dr. Mike said so. Matter of fact, I'm going to go home and have a nice glass of red wine tonight. Relax. I'm not going to worry about the arsenic. Okay, there you go. Okay, next question. Are gummy bear multivitamins as good as capsules? Other than taste, that is. So, and she says, thanks, Carrie. So, Carrie, you like the taste of gummy bears. You just want to know are they as good? I guess I have to ask the question, Carrie. What do you mean by as good? I mean, we have to define that a little bit, right? In terms of vitamins and minerals, yeah, they're just as good as capsules. You're getting, I mean, you should be getting all the basic vitamins and minerals. So in that sense, yeah, they're just as good as capsules. But maybe when we talk about dose, well, maybe they're not as good. I mean, so I'd have to actually look at which product you're taking, right? Which, by the way, this is a movement in the industry looking at different ways of formulating multivitamins, supplements in general, so that more and more people will consume supplements, right? Not everybody likes powders or capsules or tablets. So, you know, gummies were is something that a lot of companies have looked into. So gummies in terms of just getting you the vitamins and minerals, yeah, they're just as good as capsules. But then the next question is, well, are you taking a gummy product, Carrie, that has the right amount of the vitamins and minerals? Or is it dosed properly? With that, I don't know. I need to know what one you're doing. So I really can't answer that. What I have found is many of the gummy multivitamins that some of the big brands are producing are still underdosed. But so are their capsules anyways. That's just how they make their multivitamins. They just underdose everything. The one thing I would caution you, when you do a gummy based product, be careful about the artificial colors. I mean, why do you want to do a supplement that's supposed to help with your health, but do it in a form that gives you artificial stuff like colors and sweeteners? So make sure that they are coloring the gummies and sweetening the gummies with all natural things. I mean, make sure you read the label. Don't assume that. Again, some of the big brand products out there are kind of notorious for using artificial gunk. So be careful with that. So I think overall gummy bear multivitamins are fine. I think most of them are a little low dose, but as long as it's natural coloring, natural sweeteners, I don't have a problem with it. I was just at, not this past year, but a year ago, I was at it's called Expo West. It's the largest industry conference that we have out in Anaheim, California. And at least a year ago, it's kind of funny, there's like multiple levels at the convention center. And in the basement is where they put all the, at least right now, all the functional food and stuff like that, because they're just not quite as popular as some of the other supplements. So on the basement level, I was walking around and there was a whole aisle full of companies who are developing more natural colors, natural sweeteners that can be used in gummies. And I tried a bunch of different gummies and they were pretty good. And so just watch the sugar content, make sure no artificial stuff. And you should be okay, Carrie. Okay, next question. You often say things, I think I'm okay on time, maybe not. You often say things like hormones and antioxidants decrease with age. Why does that happen? Sometimes I feel like doctors and nutritionists say that so they can sell me a product. You know, it's a good question. The reason I can tell you hormones decrease and antioxidants decrease, because I've seen the studies showing that that's the case. These are, when I develop a product or Life Extension develops a product where we want to replace an intrinsic antioxidant or replace a hormone, we have the studies called proof of concept studies showing you that, yes, at your age, you're low in DHEA, you're low in glutathione, so we need to replace it. So there's proof of concept studies showing and backing us up when we say things. Now, why does that happen? Why does your body stop making hormones and antioxidants? Because as you get older, the cells that produce them become damaged. They become dysfunctional. That's just part of the aging process. They're not functioning at an optimal level. So replacing hormones and antioxidants is, in my opinion, very important as we get older. And I can back that up with these proof of concept studies that we use when we formulate a product. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.